Okay.
They'll sure make you swell up too if you get a bunch of them on you. If you go fishing, you're going to get them too.
Okay. And do you know whether around here, if people go fishing and use those little tiny fish that you get, do they call them minnows, do you, fish bait?
What do they call them things? They use them lots of fish bait.
Shiners?
I don't hear none catching no little ones around here now because it goes to places where they're raising them.
Sure. Oh, you ever hear them called shiners?
No. I believe I have. Oh, I believe I've heard that.
Okay. And what do you find maybe stretched across the path in the early morning or maybe in the corner of a room if it hasn't been cleaned? A little tiny thread like...
It's a web.
Okay.
It's a web.
And is it different, the same thing if it's outside like in the grass or from the branch of a tree?
Sometimes it is. You can find them. It's there seldom though, but you can see them. I used to see them when I was in the country.
Uh-huh. And how are they made? What makes them? The webs are?
Yeah, they make the webs.
Uh-huh.
What's the name of them things? They're web up in the corners sometimes.
Spider webs?
Spider.
Okay.
Because you can see them in your web and you kill them and they're not so very big.
Mm-hmm.
Small thing. Mm-hmm. Spider webs.
Okay. And the part of a tree that's down under the ground is called the?
Root.
And do they use, or do you remember that they used to use any kind, different kinds of plant roots for medicines?
Oh yeah, we was married, and that's been long years ago, I was having chills down at Leslie. And my husband's mother, she never went to school a day in her life. And she went out, and I was having chills, and couldn't get them stopped, and she went out in the wood and dug some kind of a root, I don't know what the name of it was, and made a tea out of it, and that broke up the chill.
Is that right?
And she could do that for anything.
Different kinds?
Mm-hmm, different things. Mm-hmm. She got in the woods and dig up roots. She knew them, but see, we wouldn't.
Mm-hmm. You don't remember the names of anything like that? Ginseng? Seems like I've heard of
them. No, I never have heard of them.
Okay.
She never did tell me. I done forgot it one. It's been so long. It's been 70 years.
Sure. And what about a kind of tree that you tap to get syrup, to make syrup from? I think they do that mostly up north. They called it kind of made syrup and then they would boil it down and make sugar. Always did it in the winter.
What's the name of that? We bought some of it, some, but we didn't like it. But what's the name of that
sugar? Maple sugar, maple syrup.
It may be. I won't say for sure, but it may be. But it...
And if there were a big group of trees somewhere, would you be likely to say over in that grove of trees or over in that orchard? Would you use the word grove?
Well, I imagine it grows in the woods.
Uh-huh. In groves.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what about a tree that had broad leaves and they're all shed at one time and
that's
the bark that peels off and it leaves little balls or little knobs on
it? That's a magnolia tree, isn't it?
The magnolias are big
glossy. Big leaves, uh-huh.
It has a pretty white bloom on it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, great big and smell good.
Right.
One of them right down the street here.
And this one is not the magnolia, one that I'm wondering about, a tall tree with long white limbs, a sycamore, did you ever hear?
Yeah, I've heard of sycamore.
How do you say it?
Sycamore, I believe that's what it is. I've seen them, but I don't forget how to do it.